Dr. Pinsky dictating a female I am Mian, Tanya, T-A-N-Y-A, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Tanya Coleman is a 66-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5/26/21. Period, she was standing with her back to a stack of pallets loaded with boxes. Period, a heavier box caused the stack to fall and hit her in the shoulder, back, and ankle. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she had further evaluation and treatment without surgical intervention. Period, she completed her course of active care in April 2023. Period, contrary to your cover letter, she denies any prior injuries or problems to the lower back or shoulders. Period, paragraph. As per her claim petition, she alleges she was hit with a pallet, causing permanent injuries to the lower back, left shoulder, and left ankle. Period, medical records show she was seen at Concentra on 6/16/21. Period. She reported the incident occurred several weeks before on 5/26/21. Period, she claimed all three boxes stacked up fell on her back. Period. She was taking Tylenol and using an ice pack and heat gel, but she remains symptomatic. Period. She was evaluated and there was no documentation of outward trauma, such as abrasions or lacerations. Period. She was diagnosed with a contusion of the left back as well as sacroiliac strain, for which she's begun on medication and cryotherapy. Period. She was also referred for physical therapy. Period. She returned and remained symptomatic. Period. In 6/30/21, she had a CAT scan of the spine to be inserted here. Period. On 7/2/21, the results were reviewed with her. Period. She was given an additional diagnosis of multi-level degenerative disc disease. Period. She was started on methylprednisolone. Period. She continued to be seen here over the next several weeks, running through 9/9/21, period. She stated her back was feeling good. Period, she was currently working without restrictions and only takes Tylenol as needed, along with lidocaine patches to her back. Period, she was awaiting a phone call from orthopedics to schedule an evaluation, period. Ms. Coleman did not have any substantive, objective, clinical abnormalities, period. She was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and had reached a functional goal, although she was not at the end of healing. Period. New paragraph. On 9/21/21, Dr. Daniel Cataldo performed a spine surgical consultation. Period. She said her left ankle and left shoulder improved with time, but her back did not. Period. She had three sessions of therapy with some relief. Period. She admitted to a prior motor vehicle accident 6 to 7 years before. Period. She had physical therapy, an MRI, and epidural injections. Period. She had gotten significantly better with treatment, but occasionally had some mild low back pain with heavy lifting, but it always resolved with rest. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with left lower back pain and left leg pain. Grady recommended physical therapy for her lumbar spine. Grady, if she did not improve, he would recommend an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period, she was cleared to work full duty. Period. She remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine on 2/7/22 to be inserted here. Period. They reviewed these results with her on 2/15/22. Period. Dr. Cataldo then recommended EMG/NCV of the lower extremities, as well as continuation of physical therapy. Period. On 4/25/22, Dr. Anthony performed electrodiagnostic testing, whose results will be inserted here. Period. These results were conveyed with her on 5/13/22. Period. She was then referred for pain management to undergo a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. She was also cleared to work light duty. Period. She was to stop physical therapy and continue a home exercise program. Period. New paragraph. She came under the pain management care of Dr. Kwan on 7/18/22. Period. He performed a lumbar epidural injection on 8/2/22, 11/1/22, and 1/24/23. Period. He monitored her progress through 2/2/23. Period. Dr. Kirshner sent her for a repeat MRI on 2/24/23 to be inserted here. Period. She did undergo a functional capacity evaluation on 5/11/23. Period. This determined she... That's it. They were unable to define a physical demand level. Period. The inability to identify maximum functional abilities is based on a lack of observable signs of exertion during the evaluation. Period. She exhibited abilities in at least a sedentary physical demand category. Period. As far as inconsistent findings, there were 12 of 20 inconsistent isometric strength tests demonstrated. Period. She had a lack of observable signs of exertion throughout the evaluation, including physiological responses, movement patterns, and muscle recruitment. Period. She returned to Dr. Kirshner on 5/16/23. Period. At that time, he cleared her to return back to work within the parameters set forth by the FCE. Period. Underline this. This was not withstanding the fact that she did not put forth full effort during that assessment. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There was full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period. Left shoulder motion elicited low back tenderness that is non-physiologic. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres with that crepitus tenderness triggering or locking. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring about the knees consistent with arthroplasties. Period. Knee motion was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion bilaterally without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. And then normal through ankles and feet. Insert the normal here. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her toes but declined attempting to walk on her heels. Period. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 25 degrees. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed only 20 degrees and extended to 15 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and sideband were accomplished fully. where there was moderate tenderness palpation at the lumbosacral junction, comma, left sacroiliac joint, and the left waistline, but there was none on the right. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 50 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left, she had a positive reverse flip, finds a sign for symptom magnification. Period. She also had positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers that comport with this phenomenon. Period. Impressions. On 5/26/21, Tanya Coleman was struck by boxes that fell from a stack on a pallet. She evidently was seen in-house and eventually was seen at Concentra on 6/16/21. She was initiated on appropriate conservative care. She remained symptomatic and had a cast scan of the lumbar spine on 6/30/21 to be inserted here. Period. She came out of the spine surgical care of Dr. Cataldo, who ascertained a history of prior back injury for which she had an MRI. Period. Her symptoms mostly resolved prior to the subject event. Period. After this incident, she did participate in physical therapy. Period. EMG was done on 4/25/22 to be inserted here. Period. She then accepted epidural injections from Dr. Kwan. Period. New paragraph. There evidently is a second EMG by Dr. Anthony from 3/30/23. That also needs to be inserted here and appropriately in the body of this report. Period. And put this in bold. I do not see another EMG report. Not scratch that, just found it. The current clinical exam was benign. Period. It was remarkable for several signs of symptom magnification. Period. This included complaining of low back tenderness with range of motion of the left shoulder. Period. She had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. There were positive reverse flip, trunk torsion, and axial loading maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. She declined attempting to stand or walk on her heels, but had full 5/5 extensive hallucis longus stress bilaterally. Period. She has not been forthcoming about her prior back injury. Period. New paragraph. Regardless of cause, I would offer 2.5% of permanent partial total disability for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of multi-level degenerative disc disease of varying degrees and chronic radiculopathy. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left shoulder or left ankle. Period. She appears to be more functional than she would have than she had portrayed during her functional capacity evaluation, and her current subjective complaints. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left shoulder or left ankle. Period. And that is the end.